Late City, this is your team and our stars. This is the Inside Edge.
Lucas Hansen here in Medicine Hat tonight. It is your 100th career game in the Western Hockey League. You smile as I say that. You're obviously aware of this.
Yeah, I was kind of counting down. Last year I realized I was close, and now it's actually 100, so it's pretty cool.
This is three games into your third season. The first season was almost like a write-off for you, unfortunately, because of injury. What changed for you from year one to year two that makes you smile again?
I mean, for me, like, I've always made it a priority to work very hard and take setbacks as a challenge. So my first year, I took that as a challenge, and I worked even harder than I ever had before. And with working hard, I saw a lot of success, so I've continued to do that every day.
Did you have to do anything differently in order to avoid some of the situations that you had gotten into in year one?
Yes and no. Like, some situations were kind of fluke, but other ones definitely I could have made better decisions on the ice, and I've learned from that. I've taken time to really focus on that as well.
Are you pleased with your progress as a hockey player now going into your third season as an 18-year-old in this league with the Blades?
I sure am, yes.
In what ways? Where exactly are you thrilled?
I feel like I've been able to become more offensive as the years have gone on, but I've also been able to accept a role and take on challenge, and whatever that challenge may be, I feel like I've been able to do it pretty well, and I want to continue to do that.
You're a 200-foot player in my mind. Does that make you smile when somebody tells you that?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because that's when I was younger, my father told me that it'll be very valuable for you one day to be a 200-foot player. And we worked from the goal line in the D zone to the neutral zone, and in the end we finished in the offensive zone. So I've always prioritized that as something that I do and I will continue to do.
Lucas, like me, Winnipeg is your hometown. Growing up there, favorite hockey team, I have to imagine, is the Jets.
I like the Jets, yes, like I'll cheer for them, but I don't think they're my favorite team.
Who is?
I don't have a favorite team.
Okay.
I like players. Okay. I follow players.
Okay. Who's the favorite player then?
Austin Matthews is my favorite player now. Well, before I was younger, it was Sidney Crosby.
Okay. Who do you try and pattern your game after? Is it Matthews or Crosby, or is it somebody else entirely?
I would say like I think Jonathan Toews is fair. I haven't been as offensive as he has, but I've been working on that side of my game, so I hope to develop that more.
Okay, so you've mentioned that, and I was going to say finish off with goals for this year. I know what the team goals are.
Yeah.
Banners, championships, all that kind of stuff. What about personally for Lucas Hansen? What are you hoping to achieve this year?
I want to not only succeed defensively and keep that side of my game, I want to do that, and I want to add more layers, more offense. I want to score. I want to create opportunities for my team on that side of the rink. And whether that's putting up X amount of points, that is something that I want to do. And my ultimate goal is to get drafted this year to the NHL. So that's what I'm striving for. That's what I work towards every day. So I hope that I can do that.
Hopefully that is the case. Lucas, thanks for this.
Thank you very much.
The Inside Edge on your Saskatoon Blades. Meet the whole team at CJWWRadio.com.